Basic Concepts of Systems. To understand information systems control and audit. Let's start, understanding as what is system. Definition of a system. It is a set of interrelated elements that operate collectively to accomplish some common purpose or goals. You had seen the definition by breaking it up. Well, let's move ahead. Our human body is also a system, known as living system. Even business is system. It's where economics resources, M4 that is material, man, machine and money, are transformed by organization processes into goods and services. System can be bifurcated into base on elements as abstract and physical system. Base on interactive behaviors as open and closed system. Base on degree of human intervention as manual and automation system. Base on working or output as deterministic and probabilistic system. Abstract system means orderly arrangement of interdependent ideas or constructs. Example: environment, human and God relation. You cannot see, but feel. You are aware environment will change in a particular way, but can only feel the same. Physical system means set of elements which operate together to accomplish an objective. Like vehicles, all parts can be seen. Also, they work together. Hey, do you require more? Blood vessels is in circulatory systems. Vehicle is a transportation system. Even weapons, school, computer system and accounting system, etc. are also system in various form. After understanding bifurcation, let's understand a general model of system. What it consists of. In each system, there is certain inputs, which are then processed and an output is being derived. Each system had its boundary, by which one can identify the system. Like human body is a system and one can know human body, as skin is its boundaries. Even piece of land has an boundaries, by which we identify it as city, state, country, etc. System is inside boundary and environment is outside the boundary. Do we work actively 24 hours? There is always a phase when our body is not highly active. Human body has illness, likewise even system can have illness, which in computer jargon it is called entropy. Desire of system. To get into disorder stage, rundown, decay, etc. in system terminology called entropy. Entropy can be reduced by maintenance, that is by negative entropy. Like for human body which is a system, his surrounding is its environment. Like city is system, then state is its environment. For state as a system, country is environment. And so on. In End to Understand, see Man in Black movie. Last scene, which explain the same wonderfully. Hey! Please see it later, but do see. Or recollect it. It's time to understand know what is called as system environment with its characteristic. All system functions within some sort of environment. Like many city are within country. Environment like the system is a collection of elements. Country is also system. Hence definition of system apply here also. There are many types of system and environment. In a country, there are city, even human beings, all are of different types. The features that define and delineate a system form its boundary. Yes, we distinguish one city with other city with the boundaries. A subsystem is a part of large system. City is subsystem of country. Human is subsystem of city. And city is suprasystem of human. Each system has subsystem, which in turn made of subsystem being delineated by its boundaries. Country has subsystem, as city. City has subsystem as various sectors. In sectors, various subsystem of society and so on. A suprasystem refers to the entity formed by a system and other equivalent system with which it interacts. If we want to talk above definition in terms of business organization, then organization had many departments. Marketing, finance, manufacturing and research and development departments. Taking marketing department, it also has various sections like market research, advertisement, sales, etc. Diagrammatically indicated here. After understanding above, we can now observe some of the common characteristic of all systems. Hey friends, explanation on system characteristic, type of system, decomposition, simplification, stress are not in current syllabus. However, we have includes for basic concept clarification. So let's us see common characteristic of all systems. They are 1. All systems work for predetermined objectives and the system is designed and developed accordingly. 2. In general, a system has a number of interrelated and interdependent subsystems or components. No subsystem can function in isolation, it depends on other subsystems for its inputs. 3. If one subsystem or component of a system fails, in most cases the whole system does not work. However, it depends on how the subsystems are interrelated. 4. The way a subsystem works with another subsystem is called interaction. The different subsystems interact with each other to achieve the goal of the system. 5. The work done by individual subsystems is integrated to achieve the central goal of the system. The goal of individual subsystem is of lower priority than the goal of the entire system. Nature and types of system. System can be manual system or automated system. Manual system is where data collection, manipulation, maintenance and final reporting are carried out absolutely by human efforts. Automated system is where computers or microprocessors are used to carry out all the tasks mentioned above. Computer-based system helps in business functions is a better cost-performance ratio compared to that of traditional labor-intensive manual systems, as it handle huge volume, quick, accurate etc. Computers made it possible to carry out processing which would have been either too difficult or too much time-consuming or even impossible to do manually. What are types of system? 1. Classification can be as deterministic system and probabilistic system. Deterministic system means, given nature of input, we can reasonably predict output. For example, accounting system. Probabilistic system means, given nature of input, we cannot predict output. For example, inventory system are average demand and time for replenishment. System can also be classified as 1. Closed system. 2. Relatively closed system and 3. Open system. See the diagrammatically representation of this classifications. Closed system, characteristic. It is self-contained and does not have interaction. There is no feedback. It tends to deteriorate. Next, relatively closed systems, characteristic. Manufacturer process can operate without disturbance from supplier. It's effective, for example, computer system. It is required to preserve their identity and autonomy. In this, organization may ignore many opportunities, so as to maintain their core competence. Open system. Interact with other system, get random and undefined inputs. It tend to have form and structure to allow them to adopt to change in their external environment for survival and growth. Subsystem. It is a small workable module of a system. It has all characteristic of system and in addition, it has interface to interconnect to subsystem. Like system. It has I, P, O, That is input, process and output. It has boundaries. It do have entropy, and stress. And in addition it also have interface, so as to contact with other system. For more understanding of subsystem refer. Points on definition module given next. For more understanding of subsystem, we must understand what is decomposition. It's like scientific word decompose. Let's see decomposition with its benefits and characteristics. A complex system is difficult to comprehend when considered as a whole. Therefore, system is decomposed or factored into subsystem. Boundaries and interface are defined so that the sum of subsystem constitutes the entire system. Process of decomposition is continued with subsystem divided into smaller subsystem, until the smallest subsystem are of manageable size. If the task is to design and programming a new system, then decomposition system into subsystem is major application. Divide and rule is the logic used. Decomposition into subsystem is used not only to analyze an exiting system, but also to design and implement a new system. Next part is simplification. It is process of decomposition, which could lead to a large number of subsystem interface to define. Numbers of interconnection equals half of n into n minus 1, where n equals numbers of subsystem. Some method of simplification. Clusters of subsystem are established, which interact with each other, then a single interface path is defined form the cluster to other subsystem or clusters of subsystem. For example database, which is accessed by many programmer, but the interconnection is only through a database management interface. Decoupling. If two different subsystems are connected very tightly, very close coordination between them is required. For example, if the raw material is put directly into production the moment it arrives at the factory, the raw materials system can be said to be tightly coupled. Under these conditions, raw material delivery, input to production system and output from raw material system, must be precisely timed in order to avoid delays in production or to prevent new material from arriving too soon with no place to be stored. Whenever there is stress, system changes. Hence next learning point is on stress and system change. Pressure can come from outside or from within the system. Hence source can be internal or external. A stress is a force transmitted by a system's suprasystem. That causes a system to change, so that suprasystem can better achieve its goals. Let's see with few example, types of stress and how to cope with it. 1. Stress is a change in goal set of system. To cope with it implement new system. 2. Stress is change in achievement level desired for existing goals. To cope with it modify the existing system. Process of adaptation change can be structural change, that is, for more sharing terminal. Or process change, that is, change method of data sorting. Modules. Break large program in small modules via decomposition. For example, for accounting system and its module sales, purchase, etc. Such breaking is necessary, because it increases the efficiency. In this process, we do find such element, removal of which reduce inefficiency and then we integrate. This result into simple system. Which is more efficient. Consequence of stress. When suprasystem exerts stress on a system, then system dot will change to accommodate the stress, or it will become pathological, that is, it will decay and terminate. It's time to understand. Characteristics of information. In your earlier syllabus you had learned about data and even had distinguished between data and information. Yes. Recollect the same. Recollected it. It's raw data, which is processed to into a meaningful thing called information. Okay. Let's see in detail. Information means, processed data, has a surprise value for the user. It is necessary for management in decision-making and survival of an entity. It depends on right decision, at right time, based on right information available. Its characteristics are 1. Timeliness. There is a saying, justice delayed is justice denied. Same can be converted to information delayed is information denied, as only timely information will generate effective decision. It need to be current and updated. 2. Purpose. Information must have an objective to which it is addressed, as people have variety purpose. The basic purpose is to inform, evaluate, persuade, and organize. It must help create new concepts, identifying problems, solving problems, decision-making, planning, initialing and controlling. Think, PostCorp. Recollect this word, you had learned early during your course of management. That is, planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordination, reporting and budgeting. 3. Mode and format. Business information can be presented as visual, verbal or written information. The selection of format shall be based on the purpose for which the information is being used. Use of table, graphs, reports for information communication need to be evaluated based on purpose of decision making. Relevance to problem must be only there and or highlighted like in audit report, entire detail is required, but variance and deviation are highlighted. 4. Decay and redundancy. Fresh or live data to be used as far as possible. It is called avoid decay. Redundancy means excessive information carried per unit of data. For example, 75% of letter used in phrase are usually redundant. However, in business situation redundancy may sometime necessary to safeguard against error in the communication process. For example, the correspondence in contract may carry figure like 4 followed by 4 in words also. 5. Rate of transfer. Means the transmission or receipt rate of information. It is generally denoted as character per second. Speed depends upon the communication media, lines and acceptance speed of receiver. 6. Frequency. The frequency with which information is transmitted or received affects its value. The periodicity for generation of information. For example, internal audits are usually done monthly or bimonthly or quarterly. Frequency directly linked to level of management. That is, the information is being sent to whom. 7. Completeness. Purpose of information is to help decision making. Therefore, there should be no missing link. For example, not just give ROI and NPV but also give mean, standard deviation, shape of distribution of ROI and NPV, that is, Hartz's model of investment. This will help in decision making. 8. Reliability. Confidence level of information must be indicated, so as to help user, internal or external, therefore always check and survey error rate. 9. Validity. Terms is linked to timeliness of information. It is valid only when it's ever purpose for which it's created. 10. Quality. Information not be spolished by personal bias. There should be no error. Therefore, use internal control, etc. Accuracy should not be made a fetish. For example, sale forecast for group of product can well be rounded off to thousands of rupees. 11. Transparency. If information does not reveal directly what we want to know for decision making, it is not transparent. For example, total amount of advance does not give true picture of utilization of fund for decision about future course of action. Rather, deposit advance ratio is perhaps more transparent information in this matter. 12. Value of information. Given a set of possible decision, a decision maker may select on basis of such information in hand. If new information causes a different decision to be made, the value of the new information is difference in value between outcome of old decision and that of the new decision, less the cost of obtaining information. 13. Adequacy. To be useful, information need to be adequate to take desire action and it must flow in different directions within the org. And to and from its environment. 14. Current, updated. Information need to be refreshed time to time. 14. Cost-benefit analysis. Hey friends, though this point has been removed in new version of module, we have kept the same as the point of discussion. Let's see this point also. Cost-benefit analysis. Benefit to be justified with the cost. For cost, use of cost sheet, but benefit can be tangible and or intangible. However, to analysis it, all managerial statements are categories on degrees of importance. 1. Absolute statement. That is, such statement that cannot be discontinued whatever be cost of preparing it takes. 2. Necessary statement. That is, it may have high cost but may be discontinued in very stringent circumstances. 3. Normal statement. That is, they can be discontinued or replaced if their cost are high. 4. Extra statement. That is, which are prepared only if benefit arising out of them is substantially high. Friends, it's time to have keyword for above characteristic. We have provided three type of keyword. 1. Real purpose of completing format with high frequency rate, is that quality cost analysis is available without decay for better transparency and validity, to make it adequately valuable currently. 2. Real-time purpose of quality male-female is, currently complete work frequency by redundancy, at valid rate, to adequately get valuable cost-benefit with transparency. 3. RTPMF, mode and format, of CA final 2 are cost-effective, valuable, transparent, updated and very qualitative and adequate. In 3 type, if you see. First 2 contain character of each points. Like for reliability, it is word real. This type helps in not only recollect the point but exact word. In third you see, we use a single character to represent one point. Like first alphabetic R for reliability. In this type there 3 time alphabetic R, it will be hard to recollect what word R for all alphabetic R. But this keyword is short. However, in first keyword you see the benefit of, as indicated in second keyword is there, but if you see the sentence itself is having a meaning, also same meaning for which it's made that is characteristic of information. See the line indicates white are complete, quickly so that information is not decay, etc. It's like characteristic of information in one line. Hence each word has meaning in the sentence and each word is showing out importance. It's like in school days, one line definition is given, we make characteristic out of it. Same method used to do reverse, from characteristic made one line. Hence, which keyword is best is personal choice and practice. But we hope, all type of keyword are helpful at various stages. So, let's continue to our discussion on the chapter. Information depends on various factors and hence one must understand the same. Operational factors. Its nature of operation of a subsystem, for example sales system requires information relating to sales. Information also depends on which type of decision is made. That is programmed or non-programmed, or say, structured or non-structured. Information also depends, at which level it has to be delivered. That is, it change on level of management. First, strategic level. This consists of top-level management, looking at long-term plan, like ongoing concern of organization. Second, tactical level. This consists of middle-level management, looking at short-term plan, like working and functional areas. And third, supervisory level. This consists of lower-level management, looking at day-to-day plan, like operational areas. This all, factors points, can be given in bird view as shown in diagram. Even a pyramid representation of various level is also diagrammatically disclosed, for more better understanding. Shift of information can also be diagrammatically shown with help of an pyramid, like we use to do during management courses. Same is also shown for ready reference. Operational function. The grouping or clustering of several functional units on the basis of related activities into a subsystem is termed as operational function. For example, marketing is an operational function. The information requirement of different operating functions vary not only in content but all in characteristics. There is no unanimity over the number of management levels. Three levels based is carried out to distinguish the type of tasks, extent of authority and degree of accountability within hierarchy. Sources for this level can be external or internal. Hence three level and two sources can be tabularized as follows. First level, top level or strategic level. External sources can be competitive activities, customer preference style, changes in economic trends, technological changes, legal rulings. Internal sources can be historical, sales, cost, profit, cash flow, divisional income, sales, expense, financial percent ratio, interest, credit outstanding, long-term debt, delinquent account, projects reports and cost updates. Second level, middle level or tactical level. External sources can be price changes, shortages, demand and supply, credit condition. Internal sources can be descriptive information, happenings, current performance indicators, over-under budgets, historical profits, sales, income. Third level, supervisory level or operation level. External sources can be sensitive changes affecting material supplies and sales. Internal sources can be unit sale and expense, current performance shortage and bottlenecks, operating efficiencies and inefficiencies, input-output ratios, maintenance reports, major areas of computer-based system. In earlier syllabus Management Information and Control System, Chapter 4, it was indicated as functional information areas. Having FMPP, that is finance, marketing, production and personal. For more on material resource planning, 6 subsystem of personal system, etc. do refer the Chapter 4, System Approach and Decision Making. Let's be back to current syllabus, major areas of computer-based system. A business manager should have a general understanding of major ways in which information system can be used to support each of the function of business. Important or major functional information area are FMPP. 1. Finance and accounting. 2. Marketing. 3. Production and 4. Personnel. Keyword, FMPP, note. This will be used again and again. 1. Finance and accounting system. Accounting covers classification of financial transaction and summarization into standard financial statement. Finance system ensures adequate organization of financing at a low cost, so as to maximize return to shareholder. It has two important aspects. 1. Procurement of fund and 2. Effective utilization of fund. Above process is simply diagrammatically explained. Called flow of information for making financial decision. This system gets data from various transaction, like sales and purchase transactions, plant and machinery accounting, payroll and other accounting transaction. From this system, various reports are derived, for example, ledger, trial balance, profit-loss account with balance sheet, etc. Such reports helps in making various financial decision, like fund requirement estimation, capital structure decisions, profit planning, tax management, working capital management, current assets management, etc. This decision are not merely made on above report, but its environment plays a major role in decision making. This environment consists of government, tax laws, company laws, etc. Debenture holders, shareholders, customers, suppliers, employees, workers, etc. Hey! In system chapter we know general model of system and even stress. Environment do affect the system. Also, in MIS chapter, we have since conclusion of effects of using computer for MIS. As each system affects environment and vice versa. Please, remember, you all are now in professional study, hence do not restrict your learning thought to one point or chapter, use your knowledge in complete, as you see that all points are easy and well known. As a saying, you know many thing, but you do not know that you know many thing apply here also. Above points were already known, but hard to recollect. So, instead of writing and explaining more, let me give you hint as what question you have to ask yourself so that all other function are known easily. 1. What is objective, meaning, definition of this function, it's required for what analysis? 2. How information need of manager are satisfied with this function? 3. How it's useful? 4. Source of information and interface. So you will need keyword, ICE plus GIFT plus ICICI. Got IT. For interface you can use knowledge of system flowchart. This, you can in detail learn chapter system flowchart. In earlier MICS syllabus. Similarly based on above hints, second point of learning is marketing and sales area. It aim, running a business successfully in a competitive environment. The objective of this subsystem is to maximize sales and ensure customer satisfaction. It facilitates the chances of order procurement by marketing the products of the company, creating new customers and advertising the products. The sales department may use an order processing system to keep status and track of orders. It may also generate bills for the orders executed and delivered to the customer. Servicing is an important function of sales department. Strategies for rendering services during warranty period and beyond may be implemented by using a computer-based system that uses a large database of customers. Analyzing the sales data by category such as by region, product, salesman or sales value helps the corporate managers take decisions in many crucial areas. The system may also be used to compute commissions for dealers or salesmen. 3. Production or manufacturing. The objective of this subsystem is to optimally deploy M3, that is man, machine and material, to maximize production or service. The system generates production schedules and schedules of material requirements, monitors the product quality, plans for replacement or overhauling the machinery. It also helps in overhead cost control and waste control. A whole new discipline, computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing. Remember, it was in your PE2 or say PCC syllabus. CAD or CAM has evolved due to application of IT and using this technology, quick change in design and manufacturing process is possible. To examine the possibilities of various alternatives. 4. Inventory or stores management. Hey, friends, It like recollecting your PE2 or PCC syllabus under costing chapter called Material, where you learned ROL, Reorder Level, EOQ, Stock Level, ABC Analysis, etc. Okay. Let move ahead and understand this point. In a manufacturing setup, generally a major part of the manufacturing cost is involved in raw materials, used in production. Though the production manager desires to have a supply of materials for production without any delay at any time, it is not wise to maintain a huge stock of material in the stores, as it will involve a lot additional costs. So the manufacturing organizations aims to maintain an optimal level stock of raw materials, component tools and equipment in such a way so that production is not hampered at any cost and the inventory cost is minimum at the same time. The inventory management system is designed with a view to keeping track of materials in the stores. The system is used to regulate the maximum and minimum level of stocks, raise alarm at danger level stock of any material, give timely alert for reordering of materials with optimal reorder quantity and facilitate various queries about inventory like total inventory value at any time, identification of important items in terms stock value, ABC analysis, identification most frequently moving items, XYZ analysis, etc. Similarly, well-designed inventory management system for finished goods and semi-finished goods provides important information for production schedule and marketing or sales strategy. Hey, don't you think the phrase "you know many things, but you do not know, you know many things" is really there? Okay. 5. Human Resource Management or say HRM. Human resource is the most valuable asset for an organization. Utilization of this resource in most effective and efficient way is an important function for any enterprise. Less disputes, right utilization of manpower and quiet environment in this functional area will ensure smooth sailing in business. HRM system aims to achieve this goal. Skill database maintained in HRM system, with details of qualifications, training, experience, interests, etc. by which it helps management for allocating manpower to right activity at the time of need or starting a new project. As wisely saying, right person to be at right place at right time. This system also keeps track of employees' output or efficiency. Administrative functions like keeping track of leave records or handling other related functions are also included in HRM system. An HRM system may have the following modules. 1. Personnel administration. 2. Recruitment management. 3. Travel management. 4. Benefit administration. 5. Salary administration. 6. Promotion management. An ideal HR development emphasizes an optimal utilization of human resource by introducing a consistent and coherent policy aiming at promoting commitment to the enterprise. The HRM system assists to achieving this goal. Dear friends, if you like to know more on 6 modules or subsystem, do refer earlier syllabus chapter 4. Type of information system. This can be divided into 3 broad group. 1. Operations support system. 2. Management support systems. 3. Office automation systems. 1. Operations support system contains a transaction processing system, TPS. B. Process Control Systems, PCS. C. Enterprise Collaboration System. 2. Management Support Systems contains A. Management Information Systems, MIS. B. Decision Support Systems, DSS. C. Executive Information Systems, EIS. 3. Office Automation Systems. contains A. Text processing systems. B. Electronic document management system. C. Electronic message communication systems. D. Teleconferencing and video conferencing systems. A very short summary of various type of system can be written as internal data equals TPS, that is transaction processing system. TPS plus certain advanced process equals MIS, management information system. MIS plus more external data equals DSS, decision support system. DSS plus more advanced utilities equals EIS, expert or executive system. Some are explained now and some are complete chapter, which you will learn soon. Well, we shall not discuss in summary or brief above system, as in detail we shall learn in further chapters. Operating Support System OSS, aim to support operational. Management Support System MSS, focus on managerial use of information system for planning, decision making, etc. It includes DSS, EIS and expert system. Process Control System. In this, computer is used to control ongoing physical processes. Computer take decisions, for example the assembly lines of the automated factories. Enterprise Collaboration Systems. These systems uses a variety of technologies to help people work together. It supports collaboration to communicate ideas, share resources and coordinate cooperative work efforts. Its objective is to use IT to enhance the productivity and creativity of teams in enterprises. Like MS SharePoint, WebOffice, etc. This audio is product of www.tuasa.com and you are hearing Vipul Tuas Knowledge Book on Information Control and Audit.